Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers, to let us know the arts are alive and well in the Mesilla Valley.
They sure are. Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me back
on. You're welcome. Thank you for joining me on Puentes. Let's get started with what's going on now. April the 26th, Feed Your Mind. Tell us about what's happening on that day.
Well, this is the continuation of our new art seminar series called Feed Your Mind. And on that particular Thursday, we're going to have Dale Ellis. He's the president of the Wine and Vine Club. And he's going to be talking about the art of fine wine. What goes into the marketing, what goes into the labels and the bottles and the different kinds of wine and why. Yeah, so it's going to be really, really interesting. It's a good one. Yeah.
And a wine tasting as well.
There you go.
The social hour begins at 4:30 and the seminar from 5:30 to 7.
Right.
There's a lot of things they can find out on your website.
The website's daarts.org, and we have a calendar of events there. And if you just go there and click on any day, you can see what's happening. We have a lot of things happening at the Arts and Cultural Center and also around town as well.
Well, the next thing, the 31st Annual Community Arts Awards. And this time you have six awardees.
We call them the awardees. So this is our 31st year, and we used to always have this event in the spring, and we're going back to that. Last year it was in the fall because we had just moved to our new location, but we're going back to the spring. And this year, the Papin Family Award, which is our highest honor, will be given to Kent Jacobs and his wife, Sally Ritter Jacobs. And this award recognizes individuals that have given so far up and above, not just in their time and their commitment to the arts, but also their treasure as well. And the Ritters are going to be donating their home with all the art in there as a museum.
They're donating
their home, yes. So, and they're being recognized for all the work they've done in the many, many decades that they've lived here. So we'll have more about that. But that's the first award, which is the Papin Family Award. The second award will be for the newcomer, and this is an award that goes to recognize an individual that has lived in Doña Ana County for less than 5 years and who has given of themselves to the arts community in leadership and support. And this year's award winner will be Marisa Sage. She is the director of the University Art Gallery, and Marisa has just burst on the scene from Brooklyn, New York, and she's been a wonderful addition to the Las Cruces community, and she will be receiving the Newcomer Award. The third award is the Arts in Education, and this award is a very special and very dear to my heart. It is one that looks at an individual who really promotes the spirit of art in our community through the visual, literary, or performing arts. And this year, I have chosen a visual artist, Sally Quillen. And she's being recognized for her many decades of teaching art and giving so much of her time and effort to schools and after-school programs, to so many children throughout the county and over the years. I don't know anyone who doesn't know Sally Quillen and the wonderful job she's done with teaching children and such a giving heart that she has. So that's Sally Quillen will be receiving the Arts and Education. The next award is called the Community Arts Award, and this is an award that recognizes either an individual or an organization whose motivation, spirit, service has been an example and made a marked impact on the cultural life of our community. And this year, the Community Arts Award is going to an organization called Art Forms. And they're the group that has put on the For Love of Art Month for 20 years. They've done an extraordinary job. Every February, That is the For Love of Art Month, and they do a very nice job of printing a directory of all the open art studios, and that includes a map and phone numbers and addresses where people can go and participate, not only in the visual arts, but also the special performing arts events that are happening during the month of February. So they're being recognized this year for their wonderful contribution with the For Love of Art Month. The next award, the fifth award, is called the Art in Public Places. And this is to an individual or an organization who has placed art in a permanent public view within Doñana County that exemplifies the highest standard. And it's on view in the public for everyone to see. And this year, that award is going to Mr. Jess Williams, and he is a public information officer. He's part of the Doña Ana County staff, and he has served to have the children's art available in the lobby of the county building, and that is on a permanent display. And also, he curates anything that comes in on a rotating basis. So Mr. Williams has done an outstanding job up and beyond his job of a public information officer. He's done this, and he sets that standard for how we can all view art and make it a part of our lives. So very special contributions to the arts. And finally, we're going to mention the Public Service to the Arts. And this is someone, an individual that has contributed in their role as a public servant, either someone in government who is elected official or in a staff position. And in this case, this award is going to State Senator Jeff Steinborn. And Senator Steinborn has had a tremendous impact in promoting the film industry, and particularly here in Las Cruces. He's a member of Film Las Cruces, and he has been an ardent advocate for bringing the film industry here, also working with the Creative Media Institute at the university and with the Soundstage. So that award, Public Service to the Arts, is going to our state senator, Jeff Steinborn.
So we now have a Las Cruces Film Soundstage.
That's right. I mean, it's so exciting. This has, you know, it's one of these things where you see the work going on and for years and years, and you kind of think, okay, when is this finally going to happen? And then when it finally does, when all the pieces get put in place, it's so exciting. And this is happening for us here in the Las Cruces community. And film is a very, very important industry and an art form. It's storytelling, it's videography, it's sound, there's so many components that come together. And so we're very excited. And as the Community Arts Award, this is going to be on April 29th. That's a Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. And I just want to give a mention that the art itself that's on the program cover and in all the advertising has been donated by our dear friend Carolyn Bunch, who's also an Art Award recipient many years ago. But she's donated a piece of art to be used in all the publicity and as the act, and to be reproduced as that will be part of the actual award. A beautiful piece called The Passenger, and it's a typical of Carolyn Bunch's artwork. She has a mother and child, and many thanks to Carolyn. So all of these people are going to be recognized on the afternoon of April 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. over at our Arts and Cultural Center, which is at 1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. So the public is welcome to attend. In addition to the awards presentation, we'll have hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and also the band Oldies But Goodies will be playing. So it'll be a really fun time.
Is there a ticket cost?
Yes. The tickets are $15 and may be purchased either on our website or by calling our offices at 523-6403.
And then you're continuing art classes and seminars. Let's talk about that, because you have some interesting classes.
You know, Emily, I kind of get dizzy with all that we've got going on. I have to look at our calendar on our website just to remind myself everything we're doing, because in addition to the seminars that we're doing with the Feed Your Mind and with Hamilton, we're also continuing our art classes every Wednesday night. They're called Get Artrageous, and we've got classes going on with many, many different experts in painting acrylic, painting watercolors, painting, doing mosaic on rock, doing abstract art, and we've got all these classes booked all the way through August at this point. So every Wednesday. And it's the kind of thing where you just show up for 2 hours and you go home with a masterpiece. It's really fun.
So that's every Wednesday with Art Artrageous. But then every Thursday from March through May, you have another event, the Cultural Seminar Series with Feed Your Mind.
Right. And with this series, we're really expanding the definition of art. So we're saying the art of fine wine. And then following that, the next Thursday, we're going to have the Fine Art of Craft Beer. That's going to be with Professor Stuart Munson McGee. And once again, it's what goes into beer making and how is it, how are the flavors different and why are they different? And all of that goes into making local brew. So, and he makes his own brew and he's going to be talking about that. That's going to be on May the 3rd. And then finally, we're going to wrap up the Feed Your Mind Cultural Seminar Series on May 10th with art historian Kathleen Key. She'll be giving her final presentation on Impressionism. But I want to tell everybody that this has been so well received that we're going to do another Feed Your Mind series in the fall. And so we're working on that right now.
And then you have the art classes, and that's on May 2nd, the day before the 3rd, you have Rachel Courtney, Alcohol Ink.
Right. Alcohol Ink on UPO paper. So, you know, what we're finding, Emily, is that there are some beginners in the classes, and also there are seasoned artists that are coming and just want to experiment with a particular kind of art form. And we've had several, even Carolyn Bunch, she's signing up for these classes because she wants to experiment with alcohol ink on UPO paper. It's like, what does that mean? but it's Rachel Courtney will be teaching that class. And then we have our monthly gallery art receptions. And we've settled on a second Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., and we've invited five other galleries to participate with us in what we're calling our Arts Hop. And it's called the 10 to 10 Arts Hop, so that you can start out at 10 a.m. in the morning with the University Gallery, Art Gallery, and the Cutter Gallery, and go all the way till 10 o'clock at night at Art Obscura. So there's six galleries, 12 hours of art in Las Cruces, and on May 12th, we will have the second Saturday. And I think the best thing to do is for people to go online and look at the full calendar, because it goes all the way through August.
So you can find out more information, of course, on your website, daarts.org. Thank you so much, Kathleen Albers, Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.